Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. We have described the season of Lent as a journey, and the Sundays of Lent as stopover along that journey. At each stop, we encounter our Lord in different situations that mirror the experiences we meet in our own journey in life. On the first Sunday of Lent, the first stopover, we reflected on the encounter between Jesus and the tempter, the devil, and the three temptations in the wilderness. Last Sunday, the second stopover, we considered the encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus and the call to be born again. Today, on this third Sunday of Lent, we arrive at another stop, the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Today's gospel story is at its heart a story about water and about thirst. It begins very simply. Jesus asked the woman for a drink of water, but quickly he leads the conversation to something more and much deeper, the gift of a different kind of water, living water, that quenches every kind of human thirst. The Samaritan woman, of course, was no stranger to thirst. She had come to draw water from the well. But her conversation with Jesus reveals a deeper thirst within her life. She had five husbands, and the man that she was now living with was not her husband. So she was thirsty, not only for water, but for lasting love, for stability, for meaning, for direction. And if we consider Jesus himself, he is no stranger to thirst himself. Remember that he asked for water at the well. And on the cross, in one of his final words, he cried out, "I thirst." Now think about when he said these words, after hours of darkness, after insult, pain, rejection, and ingratitude, his disciples had fled. His friends were silent. The very people he healed and loved had turned against him. It was at that moment that he cried, "I thirst." Like the Samaritan woman, like Jesus, we too know thirst. Not simply the thirst for a cold drink on a hot day, but the deeper thirst. The thirst that leaves the soul parched. The thirst for love, for peace, for forgiveness, for truth, for hope. The kind of thirst behind the woman's plea, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never thirst again." There is a beautiful story that illustrates this kind of satisfying drink. One day, the story goes, a poor boy was selling goods door to door to pay for school. He had only one small coin left, and he was hungry. So he decided he would ask for a meal at the next house. But when a young woman opened the door, he lost his courage and instead asked only for a drink of water. But seeing that he was hungry, the woman brought him a large glass of milk. After he drank it slowly, he asked, "How much do I owe you?" The woman answered, "You owe me nothing. My mother taught us never to accept payment for a kindness." So he replied, "Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart." That boy grew up to become Dr. Howard Kelly, a distinguished physician. Years later, that same woman became seriously ill. She was sent to a large city hospital where specialists were called in, and Dr. Kelly was one of them. When he heard the name of her hometown, he went to see her. He recognized her immediately. From that day on, he gave special attention to her case. And after a long struggle, she recovered. When the final bill was sent to her room, she was afraid to open it. She thought it would take the rest of her life to pay it. But when she looked, she saw written on the side of the statement, "Paid in full with one glass of milk." So it was paid by that little boy turned Dr. Kelly. That is the kind of drink that truly satisfies, the kind that pays the debt, the kind that fills what is empty. And Jesus offers us that kind of drink, the same offer he made to the Samaritan woman, living water. So what is this living water? First, what it is not. It is not ordinary water that we drink and then thirst again. But what it is made more clear later in John's Gospel. Remember that after feeding the multitude of the people with that bread and fish, the people came back to Jesus asking for more bread. And he tells them that he himself is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him will never hunger. Whoever believes in him will never thirst. And the bread that he gives is his own flesh, and the drink that he gives is his own blood for the life of the world. This is our true food and our true drink. So what is our thirst today? Is it thirst for happiness in our families? Is it thirst for healing? Thirst for forgiveness? Thirst for truth in a confused world? Thirst for meaning in a restless life? Thirst for peace in the midst of brewing conflicts and wars? So today we pray, Lord, give us this water always. Give us this cure for our thirst. But what we need to ask and to add to this prayer is not only for ourselves, but for others. Remember what happened after the Samaritan woman encountered Jesus. She left her water jar behind. She went back to her town and said, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Could this be the Christ?" Because of her testimony, many came to Jesus and many believed. She came thirsty, she found living water, and she became a witness. She also invited others to drink. That is our mission too. We do not ask for this living water for ourselves alone, We ask it for our families, for our community, for our country, for our thirsty world. So may this Lenten journey lead us again to the well. May we hear Jesus say to us, "Give me a drink." And we may have the courage to reply, "Lord, give us this water always." Amen.